All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me? For a feast for your eyes to
see, an explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it, bro. I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
So you're saying there's no purple apples?
I'm sure people are like, oh, they're probably lying to us. We have to go on our own mission.
Can I get an apple that looks just like a pumpkin?
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
You need a trendle for underneath your bed.
So a what?
Like one of those trendle storage areas.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those.
A trundle?
A trundle.
Trundle, whatever. One of those storage areas.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Pray for Lindsay because Wiggy is sending Greg these like man cave, bachelor pad,
they're not
fire
bachelor
tables.
Pad. Yes.
For underneath the TV
you know,
that change
big,
colors.
I didn't know Wiggy was a big faux fireplace guy.
Well, yeah. You know what?
Amazing.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Yeah. I feel like they'd have a bigger storage unit in the plane where they're storing the feces until they land. Okay. Is that the medical name for it?
Is it?
The medical or scientific, whichever one. Yes.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill!
Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show! Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Wagwan, man.
Wiggy is wound tight this morning. Just
man.
A warning. Over something that he saw last night watching football.
Yes. Two games on, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a football fan, you got your fix.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. Very similar to us, New England Patriots here. Washington football, what are they, Commanders now?
Yeah, whatever.
Football Commanders.
Football club, football program, whatever you want to call it.
Like us here in New England,
yeah.
O-line stinks.
This is going to be a great point, I can tell. I can feel it coming. Curtis, can you feel a great point coming from Coach Wiggins?
I can. I think that Wiggy was great yesterday, despite the fact that he drove an hour outside of where he should have been. And today I think he's going to be doing a four-hour just masterpiece.
Like us?
Horrendous. Offensive line.
Yes.
And what happens? Whose play do you see that you're focused on last night?
One quarterback,
uh-huh.
i.e. Jaden Daniels,
yes.
Looks very, very good.
Say it again.
Looks comfortable. Mm-hmm. Makes some mistakes, but hey, guess what? He had a guy wide open. He airmailed it. Making mistakes. Yeah. You're going to do that as a rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. Used his legs, his ability to make some plays on the run.
Got comfortable.
He got comfortable.
That throw to Terry McLaurin was an absolute pearl.
Dime.
That was a dime piece.
Brady would call that a dime.
And I would also say this, Wiggy. Correct me if I'm wrong. If Jaden Daniels were not playing in the first three games,
mm-hmm.
the Commanders would likely be 1-2 or 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
And the fans of that team that defend the organization would say, the issues aren't the quarterback. Look at this offensive line. Look at the secondary. Look at all. And it's like, these people don't understand how this all began in the first place. You were on a team that was 0-2. They were 32 in the CBS Sportsline power rankings, and the blurb was because there's not 33 teams.
Yeah.
The quarterback changed and everything changed. And it's never meant more to have a good quarterback than it does in 2024.
It is going to be infuriating if the number three pick in the draft stands on the sidelines, clipboard in hand, earpiece in all season long. It's going to be infuriating.
This whole narrative, it's like so annoying. Of you're going to ruin a guy, you're going to do this, you're going to do that.
It's not even that, though. I mean, Gerard Mayo saying that Jacoby Brissett will win us more games is the better guy to go with.
Courtney, he said that not only on this show yesterday, mm-hmm. but then he doubled down when he met with the media after our show yesterday
mm-hmm.
and essentially was roundabout calling people out and saying that everybody needs to get behind Jacoby Brissett and support Jacoby Brissett.
We kids in the streets, we like to call that, that's cap.
That's cap?
That's cap? What we kids are calling that nowadays.
That's cap from Gerard Mayo?
Yeah, come on. Do you really think, honestly, you watch the games just like Gerard Mayo watches the games, and yeah, we might not know what's going on in practice, but honestly, do you really think Jacoby Brissett gives you a better chance of winning?
I don't. I just don't. I don't know enough about Drake May, but I would like the opportunity to see.
We've seen in preseason and him playing in the first three games of what we've seen with Jacoby Brissett, our eyes can tell us that just their skill set alone, mm-hmm. one guy has way better upside than another. And when you have a way better upside, and like last night, when things get clicking and the coaches have confidence in you, and guess what? They put you out there and they put you in a good position. Things can come to show.
Well, in addition to that, there was one unfortunate thing that happened last night. And that is that the dream of Mac Jones died last night.
Thank you for admitting that. That takes a very large person to do that.
I don't know if you saw it, but it happened right in front of our eyes. His dream was out there. It was Miami, and there was probably he and Sophie were on a beach, and there was a picnic, and all kinds of Instagrammable things around them, and all of a sudden, right in front of our eyes, that dream just vanished.
It vanished real quick into thin air.
You close up the island, board up the island tiki hut?
We were there for a half a day.
I'm pretty sure a volcano erupted.
It was a day trip. We took a day trip to Mac Island yesterday, and unfortunately, there was a storm coming. Storm predicted, so.
Tough.
Unfortunate, but you know what? We'll see what happens.
That was, I think, my favorite moment of the weekend. I saw he was coming in the game. I immediately turned it on. I said, I have to watch this. Not 30 seconds later was he stripped of the ball. And then the very next drive, tried to throw a pick six, and the defender dropped it. It was amazing.
This is Gino from Dorchester, who is looking for at 10 minutes past 6 in the early morning, and an emergency douche move ruling. Gino, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show. Every single morning, listen to it. You guys are phenomenal.
Thank you.
All right. I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and I noticed that a guy called in, earlier in the show, and I would say a little bit later, he got on the line again.
Oh, the worst.
Now, for your fans that are just, diehards, I was a little ticked off because what if I was calling in you know, you call and sometimes you go straight to voicemail or, you know, you don't get picked up. I just think, me personally, I think that's one of the biggest douche moves in sports talk radio when you as a fan. Now, you know what I mean? I think that guy should be barred from calling in.
Okay. What was it, Fitzy?
So you're putting the douche move on him. Did he use a pseudonym when he called in the second time, or did he use the same name?
I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what that word means. Wiggy probably doesn't.
That means did he use a fake name?
Yes.
Greg could have easily said it that way. Did he use?
Nope. He used a real name.
I know.
I learned a new word.
He hates vocabulary.
Could have easily said, did he use a fake name?
It triggers.
Did he use a pseudonym?
A bit pretentious.
Pretentious.
Speaking of people on the radio that are probably like, you know, construction workers.
Wiggy.
Hold on.
I'm talking about people that are construction workers.
Giving rich socialites.
Yeah, your first responders. We're talking to blue collar people, and you're going. Did they use a pseudonym? Pseudonym? What the hell is that?
Hey, I went to college, Wiggy. I just didn't really pay attention too much, all right?
Most of us didn't pay attention to college, right. So at least speak the language that we all speak as Americans.
I don't think there's vocabulary classes in college.
I never have walked up to anybody and said, hey, did he use a pseudonym?
I know. I thought Greg was calling me out of my name, but you know, it's all good, Greg. I appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you. I thank you for the call. I think that the airwaves should be spread evenly out for everybody. So I would agree with you.
I love you guys, man. I really appreciate what you guys do for the radio. Honestly, Courtney, you're a smoke. Oh, have a good day, guys.
And Gino, do us all a favor. Call back in 3 hours and say this exact same thing, and Wiggy will take it like it's the first time he heard it.
I'll use a pseudonym.
Yeah.
Look at that, right. Gino. Word of the day. Love it.
Make the airways great again.
Gino, no one ever used pseudonym in a sentence before, but great.
Yeah, okay. I'm not doing this all morning. Like somebody in the Twitch chat says Greg is using the ACT to English dictionary. I'm not using ACT to English. Pseudonym is a word that people
spell it. That's what you always do.
Do you know what it starts with? What letter do you think it starts with?
I'm going to guess an S.
Nope.
No, it does not.
No.
The first letter is silent.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So what's it start with?
P.
So spell it.
P
S U E D. Sued. O-N-M,
yeah, okay, thank you.
O-N-Y-N-M, or something like that.
There we go.
The E and U, I'm not sure which one.
Maybe studio.
Maybe U-E.
It's E-U. You
it's a Phil Collins song.
Yes, it is. Great job.
Ooh, Phil Collins. Phil Collins, rejoin?
Yes, please.
Okay.
We should do a word of the day every day.
Vega 3 NH in the Twitch chat.
What is it? What?
Vega 3 in the Twitch chat. Fat GPT.
Listen, I don't. Okay, so I'll dumb it down then. Is that what you want?
Yeah, please.
Okay, all right. I'll dumb
I
want to
learn
down.
A word a day.
I mean, that would have been nice and easy. Did you use a fake name? That's all you had to say.
Oh, that was excellent.
I mean, I didn't really. I just. That's the first word that popped to mind. Yeah. Pseudonym. I mean, I don't know. So
6 o'clock in the morning.
Greg, if you want to be more pretentious, you could say nom de plume.
Oh, God.
Well, if the individual were an author, yes. That only applies when the individual is writing.
True. Touché.
Hence the plume. Plume is French.
Yes, it is.
For pen. I'm sure you know that.
Oh, right? Of course.
The only French word that matters is palm frite.
Might be French for feather, hence the feather pen that used to be used.
The quill, if you will.
The quill and pen, yes.
Plum is English for fruit.
All right. Well, don't challenge, please. If you're planning on calling the show this morning, and you should, please don't challenge Wiggy at all.
I'm just saying, use words that we all know.
Please don't. This is Tim. Hi, Tim. Good morning.
Good morning, folks.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to say, Curtis, you were so right yesterday about Kraft. I've been saying, and we've all been saying for years now, I mean, not 5, 6, 7. Brady used to get punished even on that offensive line. I hate to say it. But he could have been that much better if they had a better offensive line, believe me. Yeah. But I tell you what, the team is going nowhere without even. I mean, I want to see May. I want to see Milton. I don't care who you put in. One of those two kids can do great for this team, but they need an offensive line. Without spending, they're done. They're going nowhere. The offensive fullbacks, quarterbacks, wide receivers can't get anywhere without a good offensive line. Look at Miami.
Well, Wiggy made a great point about last night and Jaden Daniels, and I think that it makes a lot of sense when you look at it that way.
Can we stipulate something?
Yeah.
Nobody thinks the Patriots are a great team, so we don't need to begin every call with what. Like, we all agree this isn't a great team, but what do you do this year that makes it not a wasted year? You see what you have with the most important position, and you see if he can elevate those around him. This isn't rocket science. It's simple, and it's just the aversion of a guy in Elliott Wolf who has accomplished nothing in the NFL that has assumed this vacuum of power left by Bill Belichick. And we're like, Gerard Mayo is deflecting to this guy. I don't know about you guys. I trust Gerard Mayo than I do Elliott Wolf about football. Call me crazy.
Do we feel like this is a good running football team?
Yes.
So we feel like the offensive line, and even Mayo said it to us yesterday, they do a good job when it comes to run blocking. All right, so what better way to make things easy on a young quarterback that is mobile by putting him behind an offensive line in an offense that can run the football and utilizing his legs where you can incorporate him into the running game as well? And then what that will do, it will open up the passing game, especially play action, which Mayo talked about. Very simple, very easy, because now you not only do you have a good running game, your O-line does a good job run blocking, you have now a quarterback that you can implement into that running game. You like that word, implement?
Yeah, I do. I like it.
And what that does, it makes the defense have to slow down their pass rush, and that's the way you give the young kid confidence
hold
and you help
on,
your
hold
offense.
Hold on a second. Some concern now that Tim, the caller that we just had, may have been Gino using a nom de guerre. If that is a complete douche move. Is that Gino calling back and utilizing a nom de guerre?
Oh, it might have been. Yeah.
That is outrageous.
He might have got by us.
If that's what just happened here, I am going to be extremely bothered all morning long. All right. Well, it's a tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 8:20. But before that, we will get to our leads in just about 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we'll talk about why Bert Breer says there is a real risk when it comes to inserting Drake May at any point this season.
Oh, my God.
In case anybody's wondering, Albert Breer and Elliott Wolf are good buds.
Yeah, I cannot say. Because I wish I had the capability to be able to talk to people like that. So then they can really break it down to me after I say, give them all the things that I think would be beneficial from playing. So then I can hear their moronic comeback as far as, well, you can't play him. Why? You got to ruin the kid. Why? The
O-line's... Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams look good this week. Actually, Bo Nix did too.
Yeah. And all you're doing is, as somebody who's played Bert Breer, I like to call him Albert, Big Al, somebody who's played in the league, it is so much more beneficial when you're out there playing. We had a guy on this radio station in Matty Ice, similar situation.
Same pick.
Came from the same type of college, ACC.
Yep.
And here's, don't take it from me, because I played tight end, who played quarterback for, 15, 16 years, and said how helpful it was for him
to start immediately. Yep. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on today's show, and that includes Courtney and what is trending right this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-1 yesterday on the road. They've got another one in Toronto tonight, 7:07, first pitch with Brian Bayo getting the start.
Curtis, did you notice that they started to float out so as to prepare the fans that Devers may just be in a DH role going forward?
You know what? I missed that, unfortunately, but I could totally understand it. And I don't know. I was saying that they made the right decision with Devers over Bogarts, but Bogarts is heading to the playoffs. He's had a pretty good year, and Devers has been pooping the bed.
Bottom money, committed to a guy who's just going to DH going forward. But who am I to judge?
If I was just going to get a guy for a lot of money that might end up DHing, I would have given it to Shohei.
Well, you can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Two Monday Night Football games last night. The Bills took down the Jaguars 47-10, the final. And like we already said, Greg's guy, Mac Jones, came in to make his Jags debut in the fourth quarter on just his third play of the night. Jones got strip-sacked by Javon Solomon, with Buffalo recovering deep in Jacksonville territory for another Bills touchdown.
Uh-oh.
Not great.
Wiggy, uh-oh.
Yeah, it didn't look good. I tell you, Josh Allen, the Bills look good, man.
What's up with Trevor Lawrence, though? Kind of a fall for him.
Yeah, I don't know what. They paid him all that money. I don't know what's
Doug
going on.
Doug Peterson stinks. That organization is so bad. They're so dumb.
Yeah, but if you're Trevor Lawrence, you can't now blame two coaches for why you're not an all-time
great. And he didn't blame the first coach. We all talked about that. He took that on the chin. He did not have any excuses.
But we knew the first coach was a moron, Urban Meyer. But we all felt like Doug Peterson was a good coach, you know. Had success as a offensive coordinator in this league. And first year looked good, right? Didn't they make the playoffs with him?
Yep.
They came back and beat Herbert in that great comeback win.
And the Commanders take down the Bengals 38-33. Jaden Daniels finished the night completing 21 of 23 passes for 254 yards and two touchdowns. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 54 degrees, clear skies in Boston, a cloudy afternoon high in the mid-60s.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those inquiring, I can't stand Studio, which is what Wiggy was alluding to during the pseudonym discussion. So that's why we went with I Don't Care Anymore instead of Studio, which I cannot stand.
Phil Collins is always accepted in this house.
Yeah. 100%.
He has a number of hits.
I was worried when you just said to Shime, I don't care anymore. I said, this is going to be a long morning. Greg's in a dark place.
No, I do care. I care very much. I think Phil Collins was the first guy to use the headset microphone thing because he had to drum during his shows. And then for a little while, rock artists started to use them, and then they went away. Nobody uses them really anymore. They went back to the legit on-a-stand microphone when it comes to concerts. Right, okay.
And there's something in the air tonight. I don't know what it is.
There is. Great song. Great song.
Sheila E. used one, too, so
that was back in the day. Yes, Sheila E. did. Yeah. Yes, she did. Do you want a sports lead from me, or do you want a sentimental near boomer lead from me?
Sentimental.
Huh?
Sentimental.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I had sports lead yesterday. This is a sports radio show.
We could call this Tuesdays with Fogey.
I say, okay. All right. I'll give you this. Maybe I'll try to. I'll squeeze both in at some point.
Okay.
We have a lot to get through this morning. It is a Tie Tuesday, and Ty Law will join us at 8:20 this morning. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and they said it in a half an hour at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And Wiggy appears to be already triggered by what Bert Breer said when it comes to a real risk if you're going to insert Drake May at all this season, if you're the New England Patriots.
Yeah, because we've been around football a long time. It's like the conversation we had about the two goalies things, right? And we're like, teams don't do that. That's just not something they do, right? Yeah, you might see it here and there, but teams just generally don't do that. It's the same way in football. When you draft a guy, especially a quarterback, with the top five pick, you do not sit him behind and
A journeyman. Backup quarterback.
Backup, average at best, no team, and you just don't see that happening. That's why you see guys like Caleb Williams, guys like Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix. You see all these guys playing, and don't give me the stupid Aaron Rodgers to Brett Favre comparison or Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers comparison or Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes because the situation that we're in is not the same that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
So stop it. We're a bad team.
But I feel like you can yell from the top of the mountain, you and Chime and the rest of us.
No one hears us.
And nobody is going to hear you. And Gerard Mayo isn't going to have it. And Gerard Mayo slips up every once in a while. Gerard Mayo, after Thursday night, was basically telling you, I think I might want to actually just start Drake May, and then he gets to work. I mean, he said on the show that he said yesterday on the show that he got home and he couldn't sleep and he watched film all night, and then he suddenly realized that Jacoby Brissett gives you the best chance to win. But
he just watched the defense film. I don't know if he watched the offense.
As someone who also watched the film, I can assure you Jacoby Brissett does not give you any chance to win.
No.
Hard flex.
Yeah, I did. Hard. I went through. I charted how many plays.
You charted?
You charted?
I thought he said that too.
Charted with a C, not
never
an S.
Get that trust fart.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to keep an eye on those. But
do you find that happens a lot less for you now that you've lost the weight?
Way dramatically less. It is remarkable, actually.
Who knew the big winner would be Shime's underwear?
If you're pooping in your pants over the age of 8. You need to go see a doctor.
Courtney, it happens.
It happens. Let's be honest, it happens
please.
To men probably once or twice a year.
Don't act like it hasn't happened to you either.
I understand that it could happen to you. You're at an older age. But Shime is in the prime, and if Shime's pooping his pants, he needs to go see a doctor.
Courtney, it happens to guys once, twice a year. Absolutely.
Twice a year?
Yeah, sometimes.
Wiggy.
It has happened. I guarantee you, I hate to do this to you, but it's happened to Santo. I guarantee
no way.
I would bet $1,000 on it.
Santo has at some point trusted a fart.
And it doesn't have to be like a full-on, you know, full poop. It's just like a little squeaks out sometimes.
That's why they call it the squeaky deaky.
Exactly.
I just asked him.
He's going to be like, yeah, it happens to me.
Santo, don't respond. You're being used right now.
He's like, ooh, let me catch that.
I know exactly the last time
Turtle
it happened
head.
To me.
Really?
Yeah.
When was it?
I was super hungover.
Uh-huh.
I was going to play golf the day before my buddy's wedding.
Okay.
I was literally walking out of the house.
Ooh.
Thought it was a fart. It wasn't. I had to go in and change and get ready for golf.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's unfortunate. It is.
It happens.
It's not often talked about, and probably if you're listening right now, you understand why, but it does. It happens. It is a risk.
Santa said no.
He said no.
I said, have you pooped your pants in the past year? He said no.
Well, that's, you don't say, you should have used the term sharded.
No, I don't like that word.
Okay. Oh, you don't like that word?
No.
All right. Let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
John, great one this morning. R.E.M. and Man on the Moon. With a nod to Andy Kaufman, the taxi star, the Saturday Night Live performer, the guy who perhaps pulled one of the great visual charades over the entire country when it came to his wrestling foray. So well done, Sean. Good
I morning. Have a question for the room.
Yes.
Why have we not gone back to the moon? I mean, that's sincerely.
Rich Keefe will tell you it's because we've never been there.
That's, I mean, I believe we have, but why Good wouldn't point. We go back?
Well, are you seeing what happened in space recently? They have people stuck up there.
Well, I don't know, think there's anything on the moon that we need to harvest.
But everything is more technologically sound by a factor of billions since the last time we went to the moon.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't we go back?
Yeah, and it's not about harvesting, Wiggy. It's about taking more space, right? Mm. We don't have enough space as it is in some areas
so
of the
world. So
you
mean to live on the moon?
People could. You could build stuff on the moon.
I see.
You could build a base on the moon.
And what would like the space Xenon. Be used for?
I don't know. Security reasons?
Think of all the things we do.
Living?
It would be used for gaming. That's what it would be used
Whatever.
For. Whatever. Do you mean in the real world? Like virtually going to the moon or really going to the
no,
moon?
No, like actually
really
going
living
to the
on the moon?
Yeah.
You would like to act, I mean...
You got. You
if
got,
somebody asked me to be part of like a new... I don't want to say civilization, that's a bit too strong, but like a new group that's going to start forming on the moon and they're going to create a community, I would absolutely like to join.
Right, like what? The villages.
Yeah.
You would?
100%.
No questions asked?
None. You would just...
Really?
Yes. So you'd have to live in a bubble?
Yeah, just live.
What about groceries and stuff like that?
It'll be like Biodome with Pauly Shore.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Huh.
I'm sorry about that.
If somebody came to you, Shime, and said, we would like you to be the leader of
Space Force.
And to go and start a colony on the moon, you would say yes immediately.
Absolutely.
Would you bring Lauren?
Yeah, if she wants to come.
What if she says, I don't want to go, you'd still leave her?
For the sake of mankind to make a community on the moon, I would consider it.
And I think, Greg, the recording would be, that's one small shart for man.
I can't believe this. You would leave your soon-to-be fiancé behind.
Right. To go live on the moon.
Wow.
For what?
Unbelievable.
To advance society, Wiggy.
Unbelievable.
And for people saying that it costs a lot of money, look at government. They have a PhD in wasting money.
Yeah, they don't really care about the money.
There you go.
All right, Chime, your lead this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So there was one thing I realized last night. It wasn't Drake May related for you, though. Ultimately... It's just, it always has been, it always will be two teams. It is Patrick Mahomes and it is Josh Allen. That's it. Those are the teams. Like, at the end of the day, when the season ends, it's going to come down to that game. Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen. And history would indicate that Patrick Mahomes will probably win that game. But you never know. Josh Allen might break through. But at the end of the day, regardless, these two guys play the quarterback position better than anyone in the sport. And it's not even remotely close. Like anybody prior to the season who thought that the Bills were going to stink or the Bills were going to struggle didn't quite comprehend just how good Josh Allen is at playing quarterback. Like this guy is insanely talented. It's unfortunate for him that Patrick Mahomes exists. Otherwise, he would be doing what Mahomes is doing. Like that's how good this guy is. I don't think people quite understand that. Like Warren Sharp had this info. When you play man defense against Josh Allen, he has 42 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Like he lights you up. Yeah. This guy is remarkable. The AFC Championship game or whenever they meet in the playoffs, it'll be the Bills versus the Chiefs, Allen versus Mahomes. Once again, and the winner of that's going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, so I should feel confident putting both of those games this season down as L's for the New England Patriots?
Yes.
I capitalize right. That L too.
Bold it, please. John, maybe italicize.
Thank you. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning. Just so my memory serves, who was the last Patriots quarterback to beat Josh Allen?
Mac Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was at that game. That's the only reason he won. It was a spite game, spite win for Mac Jones.
Just because I don't know a new way to say the same thing about Jacoby Brissett. Have you seen these studies about we're going to be banning foods, snack foods in certain American states because of direct ties to cancer?
No.
So everyday food snacks that are facing a ban: Oreo, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Gatorade, and they're always after my Lucky Charms.
Really?
Yes.
What?
And so there is a study here, and I don't talk about this because I briefly lived in England, but there are these screen grabs of the same products in the United States and the UK with the ingredient lists. We have like 50 more ingredients in all of these foods that are directly tied to cancer.
Like the chemical preservatives is really
exactly
the thing, right? And so we talked about this a lot during the 2 days of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which is the high incidence of cancer in those who are under 50 and don't normally face that challenge. And so it's so interesting as science tries to figure out what is causing it. And so they're saying that it might be junk food. Basically.
That's correct. And if you want to know just how enmeshed and disgusting all of our government and different organizations are, did you know that Frito-Lay is one of the top donors to the United States Diabetic Funds? That these companies that directly lead to the problems you're expected to be fighting are actually accepting money from the products that require people to get diabetes, that lead people to get diabetes.
Hmm.
So
well, the other argument of late when it comes to the high incidence of cancer in young individuals, I think I sent this to the group the other day. People aren't going to believe it's real, but some are suggesting it's the vegan diet of all.
Well, it's not healthy.
You got off that.
I have successfully beaten my vegan addiction.
But
I don't ever. If we're having all these questions, like Greg did a great job during the Jimmy Fund asking every single doctor or nurse that came on, why are we seeing so many more cases in younger people? Why isn't the FDA under a microscope?
Courtney, did you see any of those Sackler documentaries?
Yes.
Where the FDA people were all paid off,
yes,
and then they were given jobs on the board of the Sackler company when they left. It is as awful and just corrupt an organization as exists in the United States. And one thing that always struck me, you would get pizza in London, and the next day, you couldn't eat it. It was hard as a rock. Nobody did the reheating of pizza. Like, things just go bad in Europe. We don't have all the preservatives and all the crap in them that we have in the United States.
Very interesting lead from you this morning, Curtis.
Thank you.
Just don't eat Oreos.
I love
what makes
Oreos.
America great.
All right, we will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming right up next. It is a Tie Tuesday. That means that Ty Law will join us at 8:20 this morning. We are going to get to They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including what Patrick Mahomes said about Travis Kelce. We'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up in 10 minutes. But there are some leads left this morning, including one from Courtney. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This season so far, we've spent a lot of time comparing Gerard Mayo and the way he's doing things and the way that Bill Belichick did things for many, many years. And something came out on social media yesterday from Doug Kide that was much different than what Bill Belichick probably would have done in seasons past.
Okay.
If you're looking on Twitch, you can read the tweet. Every Patriots player has a game ball from week one win over the Bengals in their locker. Moral Victory Monday continues to roll through. You sit at 1-2 on the season, and every single one of you has on display a week one victory against the Bengals.
Regular season.
Yeah. This left a bad taste in my mouth. I really like Gerard Mayo. I really hope that he succeeds this season.
Mm-hmm.
But week one, he told us it was too early. He told us when we talked to him yesterday that it's still too early to know what this team is or who they are or to learn too much or take away too much from them. So to me, this is something Bill Belichick would never do.
I think you're right about that. Yeah.
And it was a bit surprising.
Okay. What if it was like week 9 or 10?
I mean, are we giving game balls for regular season wins? I mean, Mike Tomlin
gives spike balls. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, when they beat the Broncos, he gave a game ball to Russell Wilson, who didn't play because it was his former team. Spike balls.
Okay, I don't mind that.
Bill Guest gave us a game ball for a regular season game.
He did?
When he went down to beat New York down at the Jets.
Huh. Okay.
What was the reason?
So he gave
I think it was just the.
Oh, that was a spite ball, actually.
Right, that was selfish by Bill. You guys beat the team that used to work for him.
Yeah, but don't you think that all the media goes into the locker room and you just had an embarrassing loss on Thursday night and every single one of them has a game ball from week one in their locker? I don't know.
Yeah,
to me, that's.
Wait, were they put in there after their loss against the Jets?
That I do not know. I don't know timing. I just.
No, because if they were there after week one, it wasn't. None of them were new.
Yeah,
you know what
they were from the Cincinnati.
Well,
game.
Why didn't anybody tweet about it after week one?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we can ask Gerard Mayo about it Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. And we will. You can ask if you want.
I would love to.
Yes, Courtney will. All right, great lead. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I am excited about this season for one reason and one reason only, for it to be over with. and the reason why is, I respect them. But I love me the new Bill Belichick, where he's answering phones for Underdog. He's speaking to Cameron. He's giving people fantasy tips.
Uh-huh.
The reason why I love it is I cannot wait to see where he lands.
Yeah.
And what's happening, the potential landing spots are starting to get, they're starting to become more and more landing spots. Mm-hmm. Here's just two potential destinations that you might want to keep an eye on. Okay, AFC, Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, really?
Keep an eye on that.
Okay, all right.
If they have, I mean, Harbaugh's been there for like 15 years. Uh-huh. Can't get them over the hump. You got Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Another AFC team you might want to keep an eye on. Courtney, you're going to love this. The Cincinnati Bengals. Right? We all know about the NFC teams. The Dallas Cowboys, and I'm going to throw one wild card team out there only because he's been there forever. He can't get over the hump, and owners might look at the new and improved Bill Belichick where he's everywhere.
Yeah.
The San Francisco 49ers.
What?
Yep.
Kyle Shanahan's not losing his job, Wiggy.
No.
Just keep an eye on it.
49ers could go 3-14. He's not losing his job.
I told you about the Jets, and everybody poo-pooed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he hasn't gone to the Jets.
No, because he's out.
No.
I'm talking about this year when, let's say a lot of these teams, like a team like San Fran don't make the playoffs, or a team like Baltimore doesn't make the playoffs, or Cincinnati. You don't think some of these owners might see Bill out here with this new and improved...
Cincinnati won't pay him.
New and improved Bill?
Yeah. Okay.
And they're looking, and what guy... Do you think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers regret going to get Tom Brady?
No.
Do you think the Toronto Raptors regret getting Kawhi Leonard for 1 year?
No.
Okay, so...
Who wouldn't want Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick's not a player, though.
No, but if you're a team, and if I'm an owner and I say... I got all this talent, can't get over the hump. The one issue might be the coach.
Okay.
And Bill's out there with 8 rings. Why wouldn't I pick up?
Very interesting thing on Bill yesterday. He did a great job with McAfee. His talk on Mahomes I thought was excellent. But the introduction is always what I pay attention to. And Pat McAfee now says, greatest coach and GM of all time.
Oh, he does.
So
really?
If anybody, I swear to God, so if anybody thinks that Bill is going to go to another gig without final say on football decisions, there's another thing coming.
All right, we're going to have to take a quick break. We will get to my lead next, and then they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.